I have to welcome the fact that the government has seen sense in relation to this. My own party has been calling from day one with this document was to have it binned. This is a very dangerous document that follows the Tory government module that happened in England, where they brought in a tier system of people with disabilities, where you had the three levels of disability. It meant those on level three would be forced out into the workplace, was to look for employment. Now, the government said this wouldn't happen. So did the British government, and they are being forced out. And in a lot of these places, they'll put into minimal jobs where they don't maybe haven't got the education. A lot of people wouldn't have the education. It'd be a barrier in relation from getting on the jobs, and it actually pushed them further into the poverty trap. Now, my own party has been arguing all through this that none, if any, consultation at all had taken place with the disability groups. And they seem to forget what the most important motto is with disabled people and disabled groups that's out there. Nothing about us without us. And this is something that the government overlooked. But the one thing that I would say, the main thing is that green paper has been scrapped. It's done away with. And my advice to the government out there, and it's the same advice that's coming from my party, talk to the disability organisations first before and get their input before you try putting anything together in relation to people with disabilities. Unless you have a disability, you cannot understand it. And that is my advice to the government, and I do know that is my party's advice as well in relation to it.
So, Councillor, where does it leave things now, given that the paper has been scrapped? What is next on the agenda now regarding this issue?
Well, I'll tell you in relation to this issue, it's the stage the way that it is at the where it is at the moment. My party will push for a better reform, but they will not carry out this reform without the input from the disability organisation that's out there. You cannot, as I said there, you cannot talk about disabilities without having those affected with disabilities having a say in it. It's their lives. They know better than everybody else. And that is exactly who should have the final say in any policies that is going forward.